It's March. Bring on the brackets. It's time for the tourney on Odyssey. Check out podcasts for local insider info on each team with the Locked On Podcast Network. Hear guest appearances from the biggest names in basketball on CBS Sports Radio. Plus, listen to live play-by-play for every game throughout the tournament, from the first four to the national championship with the Odyssey app. Everything you need for the college basketball tournament lives on Odyssey.
Let's talk about what you're curious about. Hey there, my name's Mike Simpson. I do the news in LA, fires and car chases and that kind of stuff, but I've got this list. What explains deja vu? Why are we so obsessed with true crime? Dinosaurs. I guess the T-Rex had feathers. That's what they're saying now. I have a new podcast. It's called I've Got Questions. We're going to go through my list and we're going to do yours. So come on, tell me what you're interested in and we'll get some answers. Find this on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your shows. Just search for I've Got Questions.
Good morning. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. I'm Austin Todd. Today on the show, we're joined by a very special guest, John Tolson, co-founder and vice president of the Brandon Tolson Foundation. And most importantly, he's Brandon's dad. John, good morning.
Good morning, Austin. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you again for meeting with us today and telling us more about the Brandon Tolson Foundation. Let's dive right in. For anybody who's not familiar with the foundation, what is the Brandon Tolson Foundation and a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is John Tolson. As you said, Brandon's dad, vice president of the Brandon Tolson Foundation. Very simply, the foundation is a nonprofit set up to help other families that suffer the same loss that we did, the loss of a child. And we're set up basically to just make sure that these families are not going to travel down this road alone, that we're there to help them with the financial aspect of it, the planning of all of the services that need to be scheduled in, and again, just to make sure that all of their needs are taken care of as we go through this journey of child loss.
So your son, Brandon, tell us a little bit about Brandon.
Brandon was that guy. I hate to give that answer like he was that guy, but he was. He was everybody's best friend. All of his friends came to me and one time or another told me how they were Brandon's best friend, and I just believe that who he was. He loved people. He loved life. His saying was, don't waste your life. He was always involved with others, trying to help them with whatever they needed help with, and just a great all-around kid. Loved his family, loved his friends, loved life, and that's basically what we're trying to do, is continue his journey that he was here doing, and we're trying to make sure that we continue his legacy as we move forward.
So we're coming up on 6 years since we lost Brandon, and what inspired you in this process from grieving? What inspired you to try to reach out and help others that were going through the same thing that you were going through?
Yeah, that's a great question. The first and simplest answer is that we knew that it wasn't going to end where his life ended on the Bel Air bypass. That there was still too much to do in his name. My wife and I started to think about all of the different things that were offered to us by different people, financial help to pay for the funds. Therapy, just being there for us. And that was really the basis of starting this foundation. What were we going to do? Families' needs for each of their situations wind up being a little bit different than the family before and a little bit different than the one that's coming next. So we just tried to base what we were going to do based upon all of the things that we knew were necessary, and a lot of those things that were offered to us by friends, family, community. And again, that was really the basis for what we were going to do and how we were going to do it.
You know, I can't speak, obviously, but I know that you and so many people have gone through this just horrible, agonizing process of mourning your child and having to go through this I imagine it's been very helpful to have that sort of community with other parents who have gone through exactly what you've gone through.
Austin, I think that that's one of the biggest aspects of our foundation. Of course, sudden loss, we always have to deal with the financial aspect of it. Were these families in a place where they could handle the financial burden that's going to come their way? Funerals are not cheap. The average funeral cost, I believe, now is about $10,500. And we knew that we needed to be in a place where we could help them take care of that. But I always say that that part is quick. We get in contact with the funeral home, we send them a check or however we make payment to them, and then that part of it is done. But the continual healing that we get with these families is for us and for them. We knew that we were not going to be able to do this alone. And having our get-togethers where we have 30, 40 people that are all in the same place that we were, and they're there now, we are able to get together with people that know exactly what we're going through. It's not friends, it's not family that are telling us things that we may want to hear, but it's actually people going through what we're going through, and we're able to be there and validate things for each other.
How many families has the Brandon Tolson Foundation helped?
Well, as you said earlier, it's been 6 years since we, just about 6 years since we've lost Brandon. The foundation has been in effect for 5 years now, and we have just crossed over the 100 family threshold. We've helped to date 102 families. It's just amazing.
That's incredible. Later in the program, we're going to talk to one of the families you did help, Rich Blood. He's going to join us later in the program to talk about his son and his experience working with the Brandon Tolson Foundation. We're talking to John Tolson, co-founder and vice president of the Brandon Tolson Foundation. Let's walk through a few of these services that you guys provide. You mentioned the financial assistance to help cover funeral costs and expenses, but it goes beyond that. So you mentioned the support services like therapists and things of that nature.
Yes, we actually just did a breakdown as part of our budget and our operating budget moving forward. And funerals make up about 90% of our costs, where our money goes right now. Next, we help people with lost wages. I'm not sure if most people are aware of this or not, but there's nothing in legislature that tells us that we have a certain amount of time to grieve. You know, when babies are born, husbands and wives get time off from work to get to know their baby. But there's nothing set for us when we lose a child. And some of our people are asked to be back to work very quickly. And so we've helped with lost wages, rent money, things like that, that if you're not able to get out there and do your job for a couple of days, those of us that work paycheck to paycheck rely on some of that money. And so we again offer funeral help, rent lost, wages lost. We help with therapy. There's other miscellaneous groceries in the beginning. You have countless people coming over to your house to show love and support, and you'd be amazed at how fast you go through your paper products and just some stuff to have around, snacks to have around for friends and family that are coming over. But the bulk of our money is going to be allocated towards funeral costs and what we deem the business aspect of death to make sure that all of those things are taken care of.
Well, there's so many things that I think might get overlooked. You know, I don't think most people think about the lost wages and having to go back to work after dealing with this. And while you're still dealing with this, has to be so difficult.
It's very difficult. People don't realize the toll that it takes on you. Most of us wind up to some degree suffering from PTSD, where we were when we found out how, if we happen to be one of those parents who walked in and found our child. There's also, along with that, the focus ability to be able to concentrate and complete your job to the best of your ability. We're not set up to go right back out into the work world and to be able to function like we were prior to losing our child. So there are a lot of factors that come in. And again, it is a little bit different for each family that we get involved with. Some haven't needed financial help at all. They were in great situations. So their needs come on the side of the healing part of the journey. But you're right, there are a lot of things that we don't take into consideration. So we are really trying to work with legislature and the governor's office and whoever will listen to us, that we're trying to make a difference in that aspect also, so that families will be given a certain amount of time to grieve together as they need to get through this process.
Well, I imagine losing a child, that's not something that obviously doesn't happen quickly, and it probably isn't something that ever goes away. You're always going to have that with you. And through that community, I feel like the continuous support through everyone and grieving together it can't be understated enough how important that is.
I agree with you 100%. I don't think you could talk about the importance of that enough. Again, the financial aspect of it, that happens pretty quickly, but this grief journey that we're on is lifelong. I don't think any of us will ever get over the loss of our child. I certainly know that, again, we're coming up on 6 years for our loss, and I can tell you that I relive April 7th every single day of my life at some point or another. It is excruciating. It is a terrible journey, and there's no way that you could get through this process alone. So you need other people to be there with you, for you, whether it's spouse, family, community, our foundation. We have people that lost their child way before we became a foundation and have gotten involved with us since we've started the foundation, and have said that this is one of the best things that they've done since the loss of their child, because they're able to get together with other people and talk about things. And families that lost their children 17 years ago, and this is the first time they're talking about it because they didn't have any other avenues prior. So you don't have to have just lost your child. If you're somebody out there who lost a child before and we were not around back then, please get in contact with us, and we would love to bring you into our family and have you be a part of the Brandon Tolson Foundation and help with the healing process as you move forward.
I was going through BrandonTolsonFoundation.org before this interview, and it's not, you know, obviously Brandon was 20. We'll talk to Rich Blood in a moment. His son was 18. But there were just babies on this, pictures of all these kids as well. This is so different for every family, but there's so many different stories to be told.
They are. Obviously, every single one of them is different, right? It's their child. It's our Brandon. It's Evan. It's, the countless families that we've come in contact with. They're all a little bit different, and they're all pretty similar. One of the first questions people ask when somebody young passes is, how, right? How did they go? It doesn't make sense. I can tell you this, that the how isn't as important anymore to us. It's at the end of the day, we're all in this same group of parents that have lost children. And you're right, 20 years old, 18-year-olds, they're still just babies. You know, they were at this phase of their life where they're supposed to be looking forward to all of the good things that are coming their way, college and jobs and significant others, maybe marriage and children and all of those different things that life comes so naturally for most of us. And then, when that's taken away from us, we are left to think about all of those things that could have been.
So the community aspect of the Brandon Tolson Foundation, all the parents grieving and going through this together, there's a lot of events that go with it. I think you've probably had a couple years off now because of the pandemic, but I think we have a couple different events to look forward to coming up.
We absolutely do. Saturday, April 23rd, we have our big bull roast, which is an amazing event. We should have 760 people there. Yes, that was canceled due to COVID, It's back open this year. We're super excited. It's already sold out. There are still many ways that you can help. We have people donate baskets that go for our giveaways, you know, bottles of wine or liquor for our liquor wagon, all sorts of ways that you can still contribute to the Bull Roast. Not only our Bull Roast, but we also have a golf outing coming up Thursday, June 2nd. Still plenty of open spots and sponsorship opportunities for that as well. Those are our two big fundraisers that we do every year and that bring in a good bit of money for us. And obviously none of what we do with the foundation is possible without that community aspect of it. Our family, our community, our village, as we call it, is second to none. They do an amazing job supporting us. The Bull Roast and golf outing have been huge successes for us. And again, those enable us to be able to handle that financial aspect of what we need to take care of for these families.
We got this golf outing coming up Thursday, June 2nd. That's at Winter's Run Golf Club. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Great event. Winter's Run has been amazing with us ever since we started doing this golf outing. Just a great opportunity to come out and be surrounded by some others that are willing to get involved with our foundation and support us through coming out for a great day of golf. We have sponsorships all around. Our lunch is provided by Outback Steakhouse of Perry Hall. JD, a good friend of mine, makes sure that we're always treated to a wonderful lunch out there. Lots of prizes, auction items, and just a great day of golf to get together, raise some money for this cause, which obviously is near and dear to our heart. And we can't thank the people enough for being involved and helping them be so successful.
Right now, I want to take a moment to introduce you to Rich Blood. He's a parent that was helped by the Brandon Tolson Foundation after the loss of his son, Evan. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your son, Evan, and your experience with the Brandon Tolson Foundation.
So Evan was 18 years old, just graduated high school, and decided to go to a party the night before Thanksgiving and passed away suddenly from doing cocaine laced with fentanyl. We got the call from the school early morning that, you know, my son had passed, and the police show up later that morning and find out, you know, it's true. The rumors were true. Nothing, you know, affects a parent like the loss of a child. Luckily, I guess a divine intervention, my wife's hairdresser was friends with a person in the Brandon Tolson Foundation and directed us that way. They helped us out. They covered funeral costs. They actually brought, we have 11 nieces and nephews, brought us all together, provided counseling for us. They, you know, they were all having a hard time. We're a close-knit family. We used to go to the beach every year for a week and the Outer Banks. And, you know, it just, we were very, very close-knit. So providing counseling for us, they actually covered some funeral costs. And also basically covered the things that are unexpected when someone, you know, loses a child. You know, the little minutia of the things you have to do to get everything in order. But we, I guess, like I said, divine intervention, found the Brandon Tolson Foundation. To this day, they help us. You know, the dads get together and talk. It always helps to have somebody who is going through what you're going through and can really understand. We went through, during COVID, we went through other Zoom-type counseling, and you know, it was all different. It wasn't the loss of a child that people were experiencing, you know, throughout. And every loss is a tragic loss. It's just some are different. So, you know, we all have something in common. Unfortunately, we're in that club. So through that, my wife and I decided to get more involved, you know, as time went on and in the healing process was beginning. So I'm now on the Bull Roast fundraising committee. You know, we have a Bull Roast coming up April 23rd, and it's really taken my mind off, or at least helped to feel like we're doing something good in Evan's name.
You know, well, I think for Evan and for Brandon and all the other, you know, kids that have, you know, obviously been taken away from us so early and so young, that, you know, this has been such a big foundation to help these families in the community that you have now, that admittedly not a community, the community that everybody wants to be a part of or expects to be a part of, but I think it'd be so much more difficult to not have that support from all the other people who are going through similar experiences.
That's true. I mean, it's, you know, I have great friends, great family. The network, our support system is great. However, like everyone says, they just don't know what to say. And times it can be awkward. You know, with some of my best friends, I talk about it, and no one can just really understand the gravity of what, you know, losing a child is and how it affects everything. I mean, you might think you're coming home one day and you had a great day, but your spouse is having a horrible day, so now you both have a bad day. So, you know, just having someone to talk to who's experiencing the same thing, you know, in different ways. I mean, everybody experiences grief differently, but to have that whole network to talk to, it just really is very, very good for the soul.
We got a couple more minutes. Is there anything else you want people to know about the Brandon Tolson Foundation or your experience going through this unimaginable sort of grief?
I don't know. I guess I would say as far as the Brandon Tolson Foundation, they've been there for us. They continue to be there for us as a support network. I don't know how to explain to anybody who hasn't gone through losing a child. Obviously, everyone thinks, you know, you're not going to outlive your children, or you will outlive your children. And to have, you know, every day have a missing part of your life, it's very difficult.
Rich, thank you so much for joining us today. Really, thank you for your time, and wish you well.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thanks again to Rich for telling us his story there. Let's get back to John. John, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us today and, you know, telling us about Brandon's story and learning more about how the Brandon Tolson Foundation has helped so many people. Minutes to go. I want to just give you the opportunity to shout out anybody and thank anybody else you'd like to mention.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again, Austin, for having us be a part of this show and giving us an opportunity to get our voice out there and let people know about what we do. I'm not going to name names who I have to thank because there's so many people. I will say to our committee chairs and our outreach committees that help with the bull roast and our golf outing, those people we can't thank enough. And of course, I would be amiss if I didn't say something about Pam Long, who is one of our board members. She also chairs the Bull Roast Committee. She does everything for our foundation. She is the heart and soul of this foundation. If it wasn't for her, there's no way my wife and I would be able to do this on our own. So we are eternally grateful to Pam Long and all the other members of our board and committees that we have. This is, I would say that, yeah, this is truly a full community commitment to our foundation, and we could not do it without the help of everyone. And again, we are eternally grateful to everyone that helps us with this foundation.
John Tolson, co-founder and vice president of the Brandon Tolson Foundation. John, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Spotlight on Maryland. This has been a production of Odyssey Baltimore.
Over 2 million construction jobs around the world are taking their projects to the next level. From roadways to railways, from skyscrapers to homes. Make your vision a reality. Build with Autodesk Construction Cloud. Try it free today at construction.autodesk.com.
Russia invades.
Ukraine fights back.
And the world holds its breath.
The War in Ukraine Daily brings you the latest developments.
And the personal accounts of Ukrainians fighting for their survival.
What is Putin's next move? How far will he go?
How will other countries deal with the refugee crisis as millions flee Ukraine?
Will Russia do the unthinkable and go nuclear?
Is there a way out of this 21st century nightmare?
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, inviting you to listen to the War in Ukraine Daily on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.